The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 31, Text Number 26, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on October 6th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 31, Text Number 26. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Yaesha utana. Yaesha utana pado. Manasvashyanu varnita. Vangsha priyavrata shyapi. Nibhodha nirvasattama. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Ya esha utana pado. Manasvasyanu varnita. Vangsha priyavrata shyapi. Nibodha nirvasattama. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami continued, O best of kings, King Pariksha, I have now finished telling about the descendants of the first son of Svayambhuva Manu, Uttanapada. I shall now try to relate the activities of the descendants of Priyavrata, the second son of Svayambhuva Manu. Please hear them attentively. Purport. Dhruva Maharaj was the son of King Uttanapada, and as far as the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj or King Uttanapada are concerned, their activities have been described up to the point of the Pratetas. Now, Sri Shukadeva Goswami desires to describe the descendants of Maharaj Priyavrata, the second son of Svayambhuva Manu. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakon Vitamscha. So why is Sukadev Goswami taking all this effort? To describe these different dynasties. These are not ordinary dynasties. These are dynasties of great devotees. So, from great devotees, by studying their pastimes, one can learn so much about the science of bhakti. By seeing the example of these great personalities, you see. This is how we become strong in Krishna consciousness. This is called the parampara system. Following the footsteps of the previous acharyas. As it is stated, Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta. One should follow in the pathway of the great saintly teachers. It's not that I can just go to the forest and sit down and meditate for some time. Realize that I am God and then come out and become a guru in a city. This has now become the fashion. You go to the forest, you meditate, you become God, and you come out and become a guru. God is not some cheap thing that the ordinary living being can become God. God is God and the jiva is the jiva. It's not that the jiva can become God. It's not that God becomes jiva. There is a vast gulf of difference between Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. Qualitatively, they are one. Just like the drop of ocean water, it contains the same chemical composition as the entire ocean. But can you float a battleship in a drop of water? So qualitative sameness is there, but quantitative difference is
there.
This distinction is very important to me. That the living entity and the Supreme Person, the Jiva and Vishnu Tattva, they are qualitatively one and quantitatively different. This is the sublime philosophy taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. That the living entity and the Supreme Person are simultaneously, inconceivably one and different. What does the qualitative oneness mean? Qualitative oneness means we are not of this world. That just as Krishna is of the spiritual world, we are also of the spiritual world. In other words, Krishna is a citizen of the spiritual world. And we are also citizens of the spiritual world. So that is the qualitative oneness. But the difference is, he's in charge of the spiritual world. He is the master of the spiritual world. And we are his subordinate servants. Why are we here right now? Well, we developed a coup mentality. You know, coup d'etat, the French word. Coup means trying to overthrow the government. That's called a coup. Coup d'etat, try to overthrow the government. So we developed a mentality of wanting to think ourselves to be Krishna, the Supreme Person. That mentality brought us immediately to this material world. Without even 1 second's delay, not even 1 nanosecond's delay. Such a mentality does not exist in the spiritual world. So if one develops that mentality, he is instantly in the material world. As soon as you think, why can't I be the Supreme? Here you are. Immediately. So, Krishna is very kind. We had this desire to be the Supreme. And he said, okay, you can try that. Here's a place where you can think that you're the Supreme. So we could learn our lesson, you see. When Srila Prabhupada was a householder, he had an experience of his little son wanting to stick his hand in the whirling blade, whirling fan blade. So that can cut off your finger. It's a very dangerous thing, you see. I remember the old fans, the old-fashioned fans. Now the days the fans have very, you know, very protective screen. No one can stick their hand in the fan, you see. But the old-fashioned fans were not so well protected. I remember when I was a boy, my grandmother, she had one of these fans that you could stick your hand in it. So we children were very well trained not to stick our hand in that fan. So anyway, the friend of Prabhupada suggested to him that, Bhai Babu, why don't you turn down the speed, very slow, low speed, and allow the child to stick his hand in the fan. And then this way he will get lesson not to stick his hand in the fan. So they did that. They turned the very low, low speed on that fan and let the boy try. All right, stick your hand in. Ping. Never again, you see, but he put his hand in the fan. So Krishna, he's allowed us to, we wanted to stick our hand in the fan, that I am God, you see. And he says, all right, I'll give you facility. Yes, go ahead, stick your hand in the fan. Try it. So now, ping, we've gotten stung, you see, by the material nature. Different types of stingings, you see. Birth is one type of stinging. Death also. Another type of sting. Old age, another type of sting. Disease, you see. We're being stung by these miseries, you see. So that we can think, no, never again will I do this. Just like that little boy, never again, he, his whole life, he never again thought of sticking his hand in the fin. You got a very good lesson. So in this way, Krishna has given a very, very good lesson to us. Natat basyate suryo nashi shanko na pavako yadgadvana devaratante tadama paramangama. That supreme abode of mine is not illumined by sun, moon, fire, or electricity.
Das mano aukščiausia planeta pasaulis neapšviečiamas nei saulė, nei mėnulio, nei elektra.
And those who reach it, they never return to this material world. Never, you see.
Ir tie, kurie pasiekė, jį niekada negrįžta iš šį materialų pasaulį.
Because coming to this world, we've gotten very good lessons.
Mes atėję į šį pasaulį, mes gavome labai gerą pamoką.
And once we realize how stupid we were
ir kai tik suvokiam, kokie kvaili buvom,
to try to be the supreme,
bandydami būti aukščiausiais,
and we finally get out of this predicament,
ir kai išsilaisvinam iš šitos
become re-established in our original position as being devotees of the Lord,
ir atstatom savo tikrąją padėtį kaip viešpaties tarnai,
we would never make the same mistake again.
Tada tos pačios klaidos niekada nepadarysime.
My dear son, would you like to stick your hand in the fan again? No, my dear father, never again. So now we've gotten our, we stuck our hand in the fan and here we are. With an aching finger. So now let us take full advantage of this mercy of Krishna. Manifested in so many ways. In the form of the holy name. In the form of prasadam, in the form of kirtan, in the form of the Vaishnavas, in the form of the spiritual master, in the form of the wonderful books, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. In so many wonderful ways Krishna's mercy is manifested. Let's take shelter of these wonderful manifestations of Krishna's mercy and get back to that place from which we originally came. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. To take shelter of this wonderful mercy of Krishna and go back to home, back to Godhead. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Why the spirit soul in this material world suffers so much and still the soul wants to enjoy and find some good place in this world?
Why does he want to keep sticking his hand in the fan again and again and again? It means we are dull-headed. Very, very dull-headed. Like those dogs in India, they come to get the food and people throw the rocks, you see, at them. And they're very much hurt by the throwing of the rocks. But they're so blinded by the desire of the tongue, they keep coming again and again and getting the rocks thrown again and again and again. So we are just very, very dull-headed. Manda sumanda matyo, manda bhagya hupadrita. Prayanopa yusha kalavasmin yuge yanaha. And this, oh learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men are very short-lived. They are quarrelsome. They are lazy. They are unlucky. And above all, their minds are always agitated like anything. I was preaching to a businessman. And he's attracted to Krishna consciousness. But his mind is just like a whirling hurricane. I told him, just get some japa beads every day and chant. But his mind is just whirling and whirling around. He can't pick up the beads and go, Hare Krishna, Hare. You just can't do it. Mine is like a whirling hurricane. So somehow we have to inspire the people to make that endeavor, you see.
Bet kažkokiu būdu mes turim įkvėpti žmonės, kad jie padarytų tą patį.
To chant Hare Krishna.
Kartoti Hare Krishna.
They have to somehow inspire them and give them faith in the name.
Kažkokiu būdu turim įkvėpti juos ir suteikti jiem tikėjimą į vardą.
Because otherwise they just remain caught up in karma chakra.
Nes kitu atveju jie tiesiog lipsisi įsipainioje toj karma chakra.
Have you ever seen inside a factory they have what is called a conveyor belt? You know the conveyor belt in the factory? Everyone knows what is conveyor belt. They manufacture some item, it comes down the belt, this man puts this one, another man puts that, and this way gradually the product is finished, going down the conveyor belt. So, guess who is the product rolling through the factory? That is you and me. We are on the conveyor belt of the material nature being carried along by the modes of nature.
Mes esam materialios energijos, reiškia, konvejeryje, kuris tris gamtos būnos kontroliuoja.
Being manipulated in this way and that by Shrimati Maya Devi.
Ir mus, reiškia, ir vienokiu ir kitokiu būdu manipuliuoja Shrimati.
Through the agency of the three modes.
Naudodamasi trijų kūnų pagalba.
So, Krishna and Guru, they are giving us the opportunity to hop off of this conveyor belt.
Ir Guru ir Krishna duoda mums galimybę visą išsigelbėti nuo šito paniekinimo.
Become liberated souls. But we're so dull-headed, we think, oh, this is a wonderful conveyor belt.
Bet mes tokie bukapročiai, kad galvojam, o, tai nuostabus.
Let me just keep going for a ride on this conveyor belt.
Leiskit man dar pasivažinėti šitą paniekinimą.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Yes.
You have mentioned all that sadhana is very important, and I have a practical question. If I get up in the morning and I am tired, then should I get up for Mangalarati and take rest during japa time, or should I sleep during Mangalarati and then wake up and chant japa?
How much sleep do you need during the japa period? How many minutes?
It's after week or month when that tiredness is accumulated, then I need to sleep like hour or two, like sometimes.
Oh, after a week?
Yeah.
You can take some time during the day sometimes and take some extra rest.
Taip galima ir dienos bėgyje dar papildomai pamiegoti, pailsėti.
You have classes, you're still 7 days a week, or you have some days where you don't have classes?
Ar jūs turit paskaitas studijose visą savaitę ir sekmadieniais yra laisva?
Some days you don't have no classes. Yeah, the thing is, the best thing is to be up for the whole Brahma Muhurta and then take rest later on to make up for it.
Geriausiai tai yra visą muhurtą būti aktyviam, atsikėlus, o paskui dienos bėgiai.
And if you need it, if you find that you're not getting enough rest every day, and if you take rest, some extra rest every few days, then you can do that. But I know it's always better to be up for the full Brahma Muhurta every day, 7 days a week. That's the best thing.
Ir, reiškia, galima pritaikyti tą poilsį dieną, nes labai palanku visą savaitę, visą muhurtą būti atsikėlus.
There's all sorts of creative ways to get your sadhana and your rest both.
Ir yra daug tokių, reiškia, būdų, pasinaudojus kūrybą,
I remember when I was a brahmachari in our Atlanta temple, my godbrother Ramnath Sukha, he was the head cook. And we had a big crew of brahmacharis going out on book distribution. So cooking for these brahmacharis, that was a big, it was a big job to be the cook. He had to cook a lot of prasadam. So he had to cook through the whole japa period. 7 days a week. So how, and then how's he going to get, then he has to cook the noon offering, and you know, he's very intense schedule, so how's he going to get a good japa? And in those days, everyone went to Mangalarti. If you didn't go to Mangalarti, the whole temple would come and have, and pull you to Mangalarti. So, what he did is he got up at 2 o'clock every morning. He got his rounds done before Mangalarti. And then as soon as the devotees, as soon as the Bhagavatam class is over, everybody headed for the Prasadam room. He headed for the Brahmacharya Ashram and went to sleep. He would skip breakfast, you see, and sleep during the breakfast time. He didn't die of hunger. I mean, you must have had a bigger lunch, that's all, you know. He got the rest he needed. He got his rounds done. And he made first class prasadam. To fire up everybody. So it's just a matter of being determined. I don't recommend missing the japa period or Mangalarti. What time do you take rest at night?
9 or 10.
Yeah, if you go to bed as early as possible, you can chant japa before Mangalarti. And then you, if you did that, you could take, it would be, you could take some rest during the Brahma Muhurta if you wanted to. Or you could study slokas at that time. I mean, we did, to really look in detail, you know, there's many different ways you can do it, but I, to sleep, to miss Mangalarti is very inauspicious. If someone is very sick, as Hare Katha Prabhu has been. That's an exception. Someone like in his position is authorized to do such things. But for those of us who are not sick like them, we must come to Mangalarti. It's a very essential thing for our spiritual life. And the japa, if it was a question of Mangalarti or the japa, it's better to find another time to do the japa. Because Mangalarti is really, really essential. You can't do it at a different time. And just like sometimes we're up, you know, all night for Janmashtami, and then, you know, we have to go to Mangalarti, then go to rest after Mangalarti. Because japa you can do any time. Mangalarti you can't reschedule them. So always go to Mangalarti, that's my advice. And as far as possible, do japa at the during the Brahma Muhurta, it's easier and sweeter than. And if there's some emergency, like you're up all night studying for a final exam or something, maybe you could take rest during japa period. But let's say you're chanting some rounds and you're just so tired you can't even chant. Then I advise chant as much as you can, and then take a little, then kind of do it, mix it. Take some, you know, chant as many rounds as possible. And if you're just totally like a zombie, then take a little rest.
Ir tada tokiu atveju sukartokite kiek įmanoma turėtų, jeigu visiškai jau kaip zombis pavargęs.
Take a short nap.
Trumpai nusnūskite.
It'll help you chant better round.
Kad padėtų jums kartu geresnius.
But actually if you get up and walk around, especially go outside and walk up and down in the cold air, you know, that'll wake you up.
Bet vienas būdas, kas leidžia pabūsti, tai atsistoti ir vaikščioti, ypač lauke, kai vėsus oras.
Before sunrise, it's so much easier to chant.
Prieš pakylant saulė, bet daug lengviau kartuoti.
Sleep we can do anytime.
O miegot galim bet tada.
I recommend chanting, attending Mangalarti and finishing all rounds before the sun comes up.
Aš rekomenduoju dalyvauti Mangalarti ir užbaigti ratus prieš saulė pakylant.
And then you can always sneak in a nap here and there to make up for it. You need it.
Tada jau pailsėti bet kuriuo laiku galėsite. Tada ir tada.
Try that. See how that helps.
Bandykite, pažiūrėkite ar veiks.
Any other questions?
Kiti klausimai?
He has mentioned that when the living entity desires to become the Lord, immediately she falls, but also we hear that Krishna tries to to talk with her and try to
Both things are understood, so it's inconceivable, isn't it? The reason it's very difficult to conceive of is the whole thing takes place in timelessness.
Dėl to tai yra labai sunku suvokti, nes ten viskas vyksta erdvėje, kur nėra laiko.
In other words, now we are in the dimension of past, present and future.
Kitaip sakant, dabar mes randamės toj vietoj, kur yra ir praeitis.
In the spiritual existence, there's no such thing as past, present and future.
Bet dvasiniam pasaulyje nėra tokio dalyko kaip laikas.
So you can't even, that's why you can't measure when you fell from the spiritual world, because there's no time there.
Now,
what date was it? You know, what time did I fall down? There's no time there. It's the eternal present. So that's why we're called Nityabhata. There was no time we fell into this material world. Therefore we're Nityabhata. And when you go back to Godhead, you're called Nityasiddha. Because there's no time when you weren't there. It's inconceivable, I had to admit. But just remember the realm of timelessness and the realm of time. We see everything in terms of time because we're conditioned by time. So when we actually enter that realm of timelessness, then it'll all make sense to us. Sometimes compared to being in a Bhagavatam class, I think nodding out for a second and dreaming that you're a king and you have so many subjects and so much wealth and power and fame.
Ir tuo metu sapnuojama, kad reiškiais turi daug karalius, turi turtų, šlovės ir panašiai.
And then the whole thing turns horribly sour, becomes an absolute nightmare.
Tada visas ta istorija, sapnas, reiškia, persiverčia ir viskas labai pasidaro.
And then you wake up again and you realize the Bhagavatam class is going on.
Labai bjauru ir nesmagu ir vėl atsikeliama ir suprantama.
It seemed like eternity in that dream.
Ir tam sapne atrodė lyg amžinybė.
But it was just for a second, you nodded out for a second and came back.
Iš tikrųjų, tai užėmė tik sekundę, po jos jis atsikėlė ir pamatė, kur.
So our fall from the spiritual world is like that. It's like nodding out in Bhagavatam class.
Ir mūsų nuopolis uždavėsime pasaulio, tai panašiai.
Having all this incredible dream, it seems like it goes on forever.
Turim šitą neįtikėtiną sapną, kuris atrodo amžinas.
And then when you come out of it, you realize it was really nothing. It was just like it's.
Bet kai iš jo atsibundam, tada suprantam, kad tai buvo tik tai spriktelėjimas.
The only way we really fully understand these things is to go back to God, and then it'll all make sense.
Ir kad pilnai suvokti visus šitus dalykus, reikia grįžti namo pas Dievą.
If we try to logically figure it out, we'll remain bewildered. It's like some devotees debate, did we fall or did we not fall? They have these big debates, the fall and no fall controversy. Actually, they're both true. It's just, but it's inconceivable for us. So the only real way to figure it all out is just to be, you know, surrender to Krishna, take shelter of Guru and go back to Godhead. And then it'll all make perfect sense. Any other questions?
Prabhupada also says that everything is spiritual because everything is emanating from, because we are, when we become covered up, then it becomes everything in cosmos. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Prabhupada taip pat sako, kad viskas yra dvasiška, nes išeina iš Krišnos, bet kai mes, kai mūsų uždengia maja, tada, reiškia, mes viskas pasidaro materialu.
Actually, we're already in the spiritual world.
Iš tikrųjų, mes jau dvasiniam pasaulyje.
But because we're utilizing it for our sense gratification, therefore us it has become the material world.
Bet kadangi panaudojamės į savo jusiniam pasitenkinimą, tai
that's another way of looking at it.
Jis tampa materialiu pasauliu, tai kitas požiūris.
Everything is Krishna's energy.
Viskas Krišnos energija.
So it's all the spiritual world. Here's an example. Many years ago, I used to go preaching in the prison. And for me, I was, even while I was in the prison, I was liberated. I was not a prisoner, you see. I didn't feel myself as a prisoner. Because I came in, you know, I had special clearance as a preacher. I came through all the gates and the security. I could come in and I could go in and come out as I freely with no restriction. You
see.
So I always felt that I would, this prison was in the United States, you see. I simply felt, well, I'm here in the United States. That's a I'm a free man here in the U.S. Whether I'm in the prison or out of the prison, I'm a free man here in the U.S. But those inmates, they had a whole different experience of being in that prison. For them, it was hell. They were trapped in that prison. There was no escape for them. They couldn't walk through that gate like I could. So, for someone who is purely Krishna conscious, they're always feeling they're in the spiritual world, whether in the material world or the spiritual world, it doesn't matter. Any other questions? Yeah.
When we leave the spiritual world and leave our position in the spiritual world and come here, so while we are here, is that place, is that position that we used to be in the spiritual world empty, or
what? Actually, the devotees are very eagerly waiting your return. So go back. Your position is still there waiting for you. You right now you're on leave of absence. Leave of absence. Just like you have a job at a company, you see. You have a position at the company. So you go on a holiday. You still have the position. But now you're somewhere else. But as soon as you go back to at your holiday, your vacation time is over. You go back to your job and your position is still there.
Bet kai tik baigėsi jūsų atostogos, grįžtate į savo darbą ir į savo padėtį toliau užėmę.
So you have an identity in the spiritual world, an eternal identity. And that is never lost, you see. It always exists for all of eternity. As a cowherd girl, a cowherd boy, a blade of grass, a butterfly, a flute, something. And that position is still there. You just have to go back and report in for duty once again. To fulfill your role in Krishna's eternal lila. It's not that your position is destroyed when you fall into this material existence. Your position still exists.
Nėra taip, kad jūsų padėtis dingsta, kai jūs nupuolate šį pasaulį.
Simply you're on a leave of absence. Now go back and regain your position.
Paprasčiausiai jūs išėjote atostogų, todėl reikia grįžti ir atgyti vėl į savo padėtį.
Does that answer your question?
Ar tai atsako jūsų klausimą?
It really does.
Tikrai atsako?
I cannot understand that if that place becomes empty for some times, then the Lord...
There's no time in the spiritual world. When you go back, you'll never been absent. It's inconceivable. It's a realm of timelessness. When you go back, you'll have never left. Nityasiddha. So it's inconceivable right now. Don't trouble your brain over it. Just fully surrender to Guru and Krishna and regain that position. And then you realize that actually you never fell. You just thought that you fell. Yes.
Mes Prabhupada sakė, kad Krishna niekada nesensta, dabar irgi sakėm, kad jisai negali pulti Maya. Yra toksai kontrargumentas, sako, Krishna visada jis ką nori tą dar, kad jis gali būti senas, jis nori užsimiršti. Koks atsakymas šitą? It is said that Krishna is all powerful and everything, but at the same time it is said that because he is all powerful, he can become, for example, old, or he can forget something and so on. How could you explain this?
Lila. It's like when that Agasura came on the forest pathway in Vrindavan. He lifted his mouth very big. It was like the cowboys thought it was a big cave, you see. And they're always exploring Vrindavan, you know. So for them it was a big excitement. Oh wow, we found a new cave. We've never seen this cave before. Let's check out this cave. So they all went marching into Agasura's mouth, you know. Krishna wasn't fooled. He knew they just walked in the mouth of a gigantic serpent demon. So Prabhupada explains in the Krishna book that Krishna became momentarily aggrieved. He is bewildered. Oh, what to do? My God, my boyfriend's walked in the mouth of a serpent. What to do? Oh no, what to do? What to do?
Ką daryti, mano draugai išėjo į tokią pavojingą situaciją, kaip dabar daryti?
So you may ask, how could Krishna become bewildered? He's omniscient. He knows past, present, and future. He knows that he's going to kill that demon in a few minutes and all the cowherd boys will be liberated. How could Krishna get bewildered? Well, he did it for fun. Just like sometimes... Previously, I remember I was studying in the drama department in the university. And an actor, he plays different roles. It's actually a very fun thing to play different roles. You pretend like you're this, you pretend like you're that. You take on different roles and go deep into that mood. So Krishna is also like that. He's an actor. He enjoys acting out different pastimes, you see. Even though he has no reason to be bewildered. Because he knows in a few minutes, I will annihilate that demon. But for the sake of rasa, for the sake of transcendental pleasure, Krishna enters into that mood of being bewildered just for the taste, the flavor of it.
Bet kad įvyktų tą rasą, tas žaidimas, Krishna tą nuotaiką įeina, pasineria ją, kad būtų tas malonumas.
It's actually a type of pleasure.
Tai yra iš tikrųjų vienas iš malonumų rūšių.
To become bewildered and then to have it resolved.
Pasimesti, bet paskui reiškia turėti kažkokį rezultatą pasiekti.
It's a very ecstatic thing.
Tai ekstatiškas toks dalykas.
It's like somebody puts a gun in your head, okay, I'm going to kill you. Wouldn't you be aggrieved? It's like what happened to us in Miami. The gunman came and put the gun at the head of one of the devotees, you see. It was a great anxiety. It was an armed robbery in the temple, you see. With guns. They were threatening to kill us. But then when it was finally resolved and the thieves were gone, everyone felt so happy. Hari bol, hari bol. So sometimes Krishna allows himself to become bewildered just so he can experience the ecstasy of having the bewilderment removed.
Pasineria į tokį sutrikimą, pamišimą tam, kad galėtų paskui pajausti malonumą, kai išsivaduoja iš to sunkumo.
So we have just time for one more question.
Yes.
Krishna performs pastimes of killing demons. So does it happen only in this world or in the spiritual world also? Somewhere?
No, there's no demons there in the spiritual world. That's why Krishna has, when he wants to fight, he has to come here. That's why Jai and Vijay made that mistake of offending and agitating the Kumaras, just so Krishna could have somebody to fight with.
Ir būtent dėl to Džiai ir Vidžiai padarė tą klaidą išeisdami kumarus, kad Krishna turėtų su kom pakovoti.
There's no demons in the spiritual world.
O dvasinio pasaulio demonų nėra.
So this is like a vacation place for Krishna.
Ten yra atostogų vieta.
It's like some people, they go to work out at the gym.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, reiškia, žmonės eina į darbą ir į gimnastikos salę.
Prabhupada joked like that. He said, just to keep the body fit.
Prabhupada jokaudro, kad palaikyti kūną sveiku.
Krishna has his devotees become demons so he can fight with them for bodily exercise. So this is a fun pastime for Krishna, you see.
To
come here and do some fighting, you see. He enjoys it. Killing demons is a pleasure for him. It's like when he subdued that Kaliya serpent. He did it with style, you see. He was standing on that Kadamba tree. How many have seen that Kadamba tree? It's still there in Vrindavan. How many have seen that Kadamba tree? Yes, yes. Wonderful thing, that Kadamba tree is still there. So Krishna got up on that Kadamba tree, and before he jumped in the Jamuna, you know what he did? he tightened his belt very nicely, so he'd be dressed very properly, like an actor on the stage. Let me get myself dressed very nicely before I jump in the water to kill this demon. Subdue the demon, yeah. So Krishna, it's a great fun for him. He likes to give pleasure to his devotees, you see. Vrindavan Leela, he has so many witnesses, you see, just like an actor on the stage. They're watching Krishna do all this, so he enjoys entertaining his devotees. He doesn't kill the demons in private. He does it when the devotees are watching, so they can enjoy Krishna's Leela, you see. And the cowherd boys, they're so amazed by all these pastimes. See, in Vrindavan, it's every day, another day, another demon. So every day, the cowherd boys would come home, they go to their mothers and say, Mataji, Mataji. The most amazing thing happened today in the Vrindavan forest. This huge demon came, Mataji, and Krishna killed him. And they'd say, yeah, we know these boys. They make up all these stories about Krishna. So, in this way, you see, Krishna gives great pleasure. He entertains his devotees, you see. By these demon-killing pastimes. And I can tell you that Prabhupada, they used to read Krishna book to Prabhupada regularly. The disciples would read. And there's nothing he relished more than the pastimes of Krishna killing the demons. He would laugh and laugh and
laugh.
So our time is now up. We will stop here. And we invite everyone tonight, and tell your friends, tell your neighbors, we're having the Dhammadharashtakam prayers again tonight. Right after the class. So we thank you very much. Kantarad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.